Well, Luke, first of all, the reaction to that, obviously 2-11 to 1-9, I suppose it does tell a story.
Unbelievably disappointing, Tom. Unbelievably disappointing from every aspect of it. We didn't bring any energy, didn't bring any bite or whatever the case may be. I don't know if it was just maybe flat on the day. I don't know how to describe it or what happened, to be honest with you. We're going to have to take a bit of a review of the game and then see where it went wrong. Like, we obviously, the start didn't help us. Now we
gave away a goal and a couple of quick points, and
gifted a goal, a couple of quick points, and then the first 20 minutes, then, you know, even when we were taken under contact, they were turning us over. Now, to be fair, we said it all week that they're going to bring a massive energy the first 20. It's kind of been the trademark of this team. They've been bringing a real lot of energy in that first half particularly. You know, we would have felt that if we were in within touching distance at half time, that we would have been. But again, there was a couple of times like Conor McGinty went through, he opted to fist it, and he, you know, we could have took the point. That brought him out to three, suddenly you're out to eight then, half time, or seven or eight, whatever the case was.
But you had, you know, come back to four, like, which wasn't too bad. The goal obviously did from the penalty, you know.
Oh yeah, listen, and to be fair, I thought the lads were, you know, fought tooth and nail, everything they had in the second half. You know, we for the last 25 minutes, we completely dominated possession. I think they only got two or three shots off them for the second half. But, you know, that's not going to be good enough. When you're playing at that level in the Ulster Championship, unforgiven at 6-7 points, you're down. You know, it's a mountain to climb, and then you're gifting your way. You're trying to get your way back in, and the next thing you concede a penalty then and a score then. So, look, we're just very disappointed. Yeah. Disappointed for the lads, because I know that it meant a lot to them, and they had been, you know, really well... I suppose looking forward to the game especially, and just to be disappointed.
Well, you've been saying all week, and for a couple of weeks indeed, they're probably in a better condition, they're physically stronger. You know, obviously they're playing the college's football, five or six of those lads have played in the highest level of college's football, so they're probably better conditioned.
I don't know about better, but I suppose they're playing at a higher level. At the end of the day, like, we look at the game, like, we were, as I said, the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes, it was all Donegal, you know, and we just didn't take the chances. We were taking doing things that, you know, we hadn't been doing all year, taking, you know, pot shots from not from the scoring zone. We were, you know, the final pass was letting us down, a couple of things like that there. In saying that too, like, you look at the quality all over the pitch, like, you know, particularly Rory Forbes, I thought was absolutely fantastic midfield. Like, he put on a real display, you know. Obviously, from an opposition manager, it's not an ideal point of view, but he was excellent, you know, so he was. And they defended very well, so they did. But, like, you look at it, you know, predominantly, I thought, you know, like, we had Kieran Chambers and Owen Higgins. I thought that our two boys, you know, done really good jobs in them. And so, look, we'll have to review it. We'll have to see, and we'll have to dust ourselves down. And we don't have long to feel sorry for ourselves, because we're going again next week.
Yeah, obviously the qualifiers now. Any idea who you're going to be playing?
Yeah, I think the likelihood is Monaghan at this stage. I would assume so. Just based on the side of the draw and Cavan and that. So look, again, Monaghan. I've seen them twice already this year. They're very, very good. They've been again in around the Monaghan, Derry, Tyrone, have been in around the last couple of years. So they have Mark Coonan still managing their formidable outfit, and they have two in the bounce now. So look, it's going to be, the only good thing about it is, I suppose, if it's young fellas tend to bounce back very quickly. There's disappointment in the dressing room now, but hopefully in the bus home there'll be a bit of a bounce, and they know that it's not the end of their journey, and that it's in their own hands now that we can.
You made a number of changes there. Did you pick up knocks or injuries or bruises in the second half?
No, I don't think so. We just kind of tried to change a few things just to try and see if we could bring ourselves back into the game further. Owen Kelly had been kind of struggling with a niggle, so we just brought him out, just, you know, with the eye that we will be playing next week, you know, as well. So, no, I don't think so. I think everybody come through the game. I thought Owen Doherty actually did really well when he came in. Big Kevin Lynch caused them problems when he came in as well. So, look, there's massive competition for places, and those guys earned the right to play today, and they got earned the right.
So it's a matter of dusting yourself down now and getting back on the bike.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the beauty of underage football. I think it'll probably hurt the management team more than hurt the players, and that's the reality of it. They're just the young fellas just seem to bounce back quickly, and yeah, they'll be disappointed with themselves because they hold themselves to high standards as well. They train hard all year, and they would know themselves that they didn't do themselves justice today. So hopefully they can dust themselves down, we can come
maybe in. That's the bad game of the system.
Well, hopefully, listen, hopefully, yeah.